Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is the 200th show for Into the Light. I'm feeling celebratory about that, and have put together an hour of music filled with pieces I wanted to play for you but haven't gotten around to yet. We'll hear a string quartet of Doreen Carwithen, a couple of songs of Pauline Viardot, a piano trio of my own, and a prelude and fugue for organ by Clara Schumann. These are but a few of the many works which I've not yet aired on Into the Light. That bodes well for a future of new discoveries of works by women composers. I look forward to the next 100 hours and hope you do too. Doreen Carwithen wrote 2 string quartets. I like both of them, but have a little preference for the 2nd quartet, so that's what I'll play this time. It's a melancholy piece, thoughtful and moving. Doreen Carwithen was born in 1922 in Haddenham, Buckinghamshire, England. Her mother, a music teacher, gave her her first lessons on the piano and violin at the age of 4 and continued teaching her the piano until she entered the Royal Academy of Music as a Buckinghamshire County Scholar in 1941. She also had cello lessons and played the cello with a regular string quartet and in a local orchestra. Apart from this activity, the only music she heard came from the radio. As it was wartime, this music was limited to the BBC Home Service. She learned score reading to gain insight into orchestral sounds and subsequently wrote some very successful pieces for orchestra. Carwithen was the first composer chosen from the Royal Academy of Music for the J. Arthur Rank Apprenticeship Scheme in 1947 to study film music, and she wrote music for over 30 films. In 1961, Carwithen became amanuensis and literary secretary to William Alwyn, who had been her professor of composition at the Royal Academy, and whom she later married. Once married, she more or less abandoned her own career to work on behalf of her husband. After his death in 1985, she formed the William Alwyn Foundation to promote her husband's music. She supervised recordings, edited his unpublished works, and helped students from all over the world in their doctoral studies of Alwyn's life and music. Although late in life she thought of writing a symphony and started to draft a 3rd string quartet, hopes of a 2nd phase to her career were dashed in 1999 when a severe stroke left her paralyzed down one side. Doreen Carwithen died in 2003. As a student in the Royal Academy Chamber Music class, Carwithen played 2nd cello in the Great Schubert Quintet. She said that this cello playing taught her how the lower strings can be used expressively with their own special qualities of sound, something she exploits in the first movement of the 2nd quartet, which we'll listen to now. After the somber first movement, the 2nd movement begins with a lively theme and has some lovely lyrical parts, but it too has its dark aspects. This quartet won Britain's prestigious Cobbett Prize in 1952. Unfortunately, however, it has remained mostly in the dark, so I'd like to bring it into the light now. The Sorel Quartet performs.